WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Yo. What's up, everyone? It's your boy Asher Blake here, bringing you another dose of Morning Hustle Rituals. 5 Min to Win. Now, I know what you're thinking. 5 minutes? That's barely enough time to make a decent cup of coffee, let alone change your life. Trust me, though, these tiny tweaks can have a massive impact. And today, we're diving into something that affects everyone, every single day. Healthy boundaries with others. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but not getting much back? You know that feeling when people take advantage of your kindness or just barge into your space without asking? Yeah, that's where boundaries come in. Think of it like this. Boundaries are like the fences around your personal energy field. They define what you're comfortable with, what's okay and what's not. Setting these bad boys up isn't about being selfish or shutting people out, it's about protecting your well-being, your sanity, and your time. It's like giving yourself permission to breathe, to recharge, and to show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, how do you actually build these boundaries? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll level up your game. First, recognize your needs. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know what's important to you. What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable? What values do you hold dear? Take some time to reflect on these things. It might feel a little introspective at first, but trust me, it's crucial. You need to know your limits before you can set them. Think of it like figuring out your favorite meal. You gotta know what tastes good to you before you can order it. Next up, communicate clearly and calmly. This is where the rubber meets the road. Don't be afraid to say no when something doesn't align with your boundaries. Practice saying no kindly but firmly. Think of it like ordering a specific dish at a restaurant. You politely let them know what you want. No need to apologize for your taste. Thirdly, don't overexplain yourself. You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation for your boundaries. A simple, I'm not comfortable with that, or that doesn't work for me right now is usually enough. Think of it like wearing a stylish outfit. You just own it, and no need to justify your choice. Number 4. Be consistent. This is key. Don't let people push you around or guilt trip you into bending your boundaries. The more you stick to them, the clearer they become for everyone involved. Think of it like a workout routine. Consistency is what builds strength and results. And finally, remember to take care of yourself. Setting boundaries isn't always easy. It can sometimes feel uncomfortable or even scary, but trust me, it's worth it. Make sure you're prioritizing your own well-being, taking time for self-care, and surrounding yourself with supportive people who respect your limits. Think of it like treating your body like a temple. You gotta nourish it, protect it, and show it love. Okay, real talk. Imagine this. You've got a friend who always calls you last minute to vent about their problems. Now, you're a good listener, but sometimes their negativity can really drag you down. It starts affecting your own mood and your productivity. You realize you need to set a boundary. Maybe you tell them, hey, I love talking to you, but I'm not always the best person to vent to because it tends to affect my energy. Maybe we could catch up for coffee instead. That way, you're protecting your own well-being while still being there for your friend in a healthier way. So remember, setting boundaries isn't about pushing people away. It's about creating healthy space for yourself and the people you care about. It's about showing up authentically, living with intention, and making sure your cup stays full. Now, go out there and claim those boundaries. Share this episode with someone who might need to hear. Tag us on social media using #5min to win. Let's build a community of strong, empowered individuals who know their worth. Until next time, keep hustling, keep thriving, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.